With some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Community members are expressing concern about drowning detection cameras known as Angel Eye at a dozen YMCA and/or pools. This comes in response to recent reporting on the technology. And for WPLN News, Emily West has this update.
For the last 6 months, Melissa Cherry has been bringing her son to the Donaldson YMCA for swim lessons. When she heard that Angel Eye uses cameras and AI to detect trouble, she said she was alarmed.
The thing is, like, as a parent, what I'm concerned about is surveillance. I think that they should be transparent about how they were sold this technology. Is there some lack of confidence in their lifeguards? I would imagine not.
Cherry said she didn't see any signage pointing to Angel Eye being there. The YMCA would not interview again about the system. In a statement, the organization says the camera networks are local within the YMCA and secure, and that images won't be shared outside of emergencies. Emily West, WPLN News.
Nashville police have made an arrest in a hit and run that injured four pedestrians near Music Row. Two of the people struck were in wheelchairs, and one injured person remains hospitalized. Detectives are crediting information from both a camera and a nearby parking garage license plate reader. A court approved a police request to get data from that device. Police arrested a 47-year-old driver at his Antioch home, and he faces 21 charges. There are a few changes for Tennessee's public school students this new academic year. It includes shifting away from using digital devices for instruction to using paper and pencil. This applies only to K through 5 and does not include online classes or students with disabilities. More significant changes relate to teaching the positive impacts of Christianity and religion on American history. A new law mandating that kind of instruction is named the Charlie Kirk American Heritage Act. You'll find more local news at WPLN.org. You're listening to WPLN.